Welcome to the RDH Magazine podcast, an Endeavor Business Media production. This show represents the voice of today's RDH.
Like mine.
And mine.
Like mine.
And mine.
And mine.
And yours. Join us each Tuesday and Thursday as we explore trending topics and go behind the scenes and into the minds of our amazing writers and friends. And now, here's the latest episode with Jackie Sanders.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you for joining us. My name is Jackie Sanders, Chief Editor of RDH Magazine, and today I am joined by Dr. Adam Altdorfer. Hi, Dr. Adam. How are you today?
Hi, I'm doing great. Such a pleasure to be here.
Well, this is going to be an exciting discussion. I've just been anxious all day to get this message out. So to our listeners, Dr. Adam and I were introduced by a friend of both of ours, Angela Grover, who lives in Colorado, and she just knew that Dr. Adam and I needed to meet. So Dr. Adam and his brother, Dr. Jeremy, have started a platform to support hygienists to start and manage their own practices. Dr. Adam, I'm going to let you talk now. Tell us how this initiative came about.
Well, this idea was born right after COVID, when we had our first startup practice in Boulder. Unfortunately, the aftermath of COVID left us with a limited supply of hygienists available for hire. So I found myself doing a lot of the hygiene myself, which wasn't really what I imagined coming out of dental school. We looked for different solutions, you know, trying to offer pay raises, doing everything under the sun to essentially have hygienists work with us. However, it was very hard to compete with the advent of the very successful and attractive temp hygiene platforms, which kind of, to be honest, stole away some of the best hygienists that were available for work and made it very complicated for employing dentists to find stability. So we eventually came to the idea of, well, why don't we offer a partnership similar that, you know, you would consider with an associate if you have, you know, trouble keeping associates in a dental practice. A lot of times the common alternative is, well, partner with someone that lends stability to a practice because they're invested. So we thought, why don't we offer partnership to a hygienist in one of our practices? Now, we realized that our practice being so small, that wasn't really an option for us, but there was a unit just down the road that seemed to fit perfectly for our needs. And as a result, we started tinkering with the numbers and seeing, is this possible for a hygienist to be able to produce enough to support her business herself and actually do well financially in comparison, not only to working with us as a full-time employee, but in comparison to working on one of these platforms as a temp hygienist. What we found was actually dental hygiene as independent practice can be very, very successful and far more lucrative than even temp hygiene positions, as they'll offer you a lot of the same flexibility. After all, you're the boss of your own practice. You decide when you see patients and when you go on vacation with family. So it just kind of started there. And from there, we took it as far as we could to today developing the first ever independent hygiene provider network.
Yeah. You know, being from Colorado myself, Colorado has always been forward thinking. And this is such a great platform and opportunity to not only support hygiene and dental relationships, but it's a solution for access to care, which we know, number one, that's what we're all trying to find and the problem we're trying to solve. So you were actually offering to support hygienists because you and your brother put the legwork into figuring out all of the legal steps that a hygienist has to take to start a practice. So what were some of those things that you've pulled together for the hygienist?
Oh, my. I mean, yeah, we've spent over $40,000 in legal fees alone so far to develop this. And it was actually a great learning opportunity, not only into current legislation, but kind of the history of some of that legislation that led us to independent practice of hygiene in Colorado. So there were early efforts to address this issue between CDA and CDHA, which brought about the bills that allow hygienists to practice independently back in the 80s. But unfortunately, it kind of was dead in the water afterwards due to lack of support from a business end. As far as the current, you know, legal requirements, they're, I would say, complex and simple at the same time because there aren't too many people doing this to set great precedent. And although the language of the laws is written such that it allows for independent practice dental hygiene, it almost is more difficult to follow the language, not because of how specific it is, but rather because some areas are left vague, since I guess the, you know, founding fathers, if you will, of these original documents weren't really quite sure how this, I think, would play out. So they wanted to leave some wiggle room for a variety of approaches. Now, that is kind of where we want to tread carefully to make sure that we fulfill those requirements. And in most cases, you know, go above and beyond in not only fulfilling them, but exceeding those requirements to make sure that we do our best at actually embodying the intention of how this was meant to work. But something we had to kind of discover for ourselves, something we had to, I won't say invent, but certainly come up with what I think are probably the first ever drafted documents, try to create some specificity to how this can play out in the sense of operating agreements and collaborative agreements and such.
Yeah.
So it's been interesting.
You have opened a lot of doors for almost a, I don't say this lightly, but a no-fail scenario, because you have created the paperwork, a manual. You've gone as far as figuring out the insurance coding scenarios that we have to go through, you know, how to set up a practice, how to find your patient base, and then how to find a doctor or who to collaborate with to have patients when you open up the doors of your own practice. So if I were 20 years younger and was ready to go back to Colorado, you would probably have a client right here, because I would be back in a heartbeat.
I would love to have you as a client.
Well, I've got a platform here that we can make sure we can find you some really, really good hygienists that want to move to Colorado, that want to own their own practice. And even the hygienists that are already there, you know, I've got several acquaintances that I know own their own practice in Colorado already and are doing quite well. So Dr. Adam and Dr. Jeremy, what is the woman's name, the hygienist that you currently have working in Boulder?
Her name is LaShonda Jenkins. She joined us from Georgia to open her practice up here in Boulder, Colorado. And she was our, let's just say, our pilot office. It was meant to prove the concept more than anything, because we see that there are successful hygienists in Colorado. But we want to do things very differently from the way most dental or dental hygiene offices operate and see if it would still be successful. And in fact, it's done wonderful. We, to date, in the first 8 months of opening, confirmed today, have produced over $54,000 in profit, or I should say production. And that is more than what we were expecting during the initial 8 months. We expect that by the end of the year, she'll be close to $110,000 in production, which is amazing for any startup business, because typically it takes, for example, just a dental office anywhere from a year to a year and a half to break even. And we have broken even at 8 months.
Yeah. Well, congratulations. For the listeners, if you want to get even more excited, this hygienist actually wrote an article with Dr. Adam and Dr. Jeremy. It came out in RDH eVillage on March 22nd. So you can flip back through your eVillages and find that article if you missed it. If you read it, you've probably already gotten in touch with these two Colorado dentists. So, Dr. Adam, 10 minutes always goes by way, way too fast.
Sure, you
are going to be exhibiting at RDH Under One Roof. Listeners, get your pen and pencil ready. They are going to be at booth number 921. So you can stop by and pick out some more information, or just pick on the ears of these gentlemen and their hygienists to find out how this all works. In addition, Doctor, how can our listeners get in touch with you, or what is your website?
The best way to get in touch with us is our website. There is an info packet that can be downloaded, and then a button where you can request a meeting with us to dive deeper into any interest of opening a practice of your own. Let me just pull up the website here, because I'll be honest, it's not the most branded website URL, but it is edhpnumber1boulder.com/experience-independence/.
Excellent. If you listeners, if you guys want to stalk them a little bit, you can pull up Experience Dental Hygiene and find images of the offices, what they're doing in Boulder, Colorado, but more importantly, what changes they're bringing to Colorado as a whole, and hopefully will bring to the dental community across the country as we see a lot of changes in our profession right now. Before we close, Doctor, is there any final thoughts or anything you want to share that we might have missed?
I just ask that anyone that is truly interested, please reach out to us. We think we have a great concept, and it is something that I truly believe and have invested a lot of time, effort, and money into getting this far. However, I simply cannot do it alone. We do need other hygienists to join us in great numbers for this to be truly revolutionary and successful. And it is a movement. It's not just, you know, a small change. We hope to take this all the way.
Well, there you go. Get ready for booth number 921 to be very, very busy in Denver this summer. So to our listeners, thank you so much for spending time with Dr. Adam and I today, and we hope to see you all in Denver this summer. Until then, take care and bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Jackie.
Thank you, Dr. Adam.
Thank you for listening to this episode of RDH Magazine Podcast. We hope you enjoyed this interview. Hit that subscribe button and join us next Thursday for another conversation with Jackie Sanders. Find us on social media, visit our website, and sign up for one of our amazing newsletters to keep up to date with your profession. Hygienists come for the education, but stay for the community. See you next time.